All right, how you guys doing? This is Ronnie Fernandez, LCSW, licensed clinical therapist, and I'm here with Miguel Chavez, who is also an LCSW, licensed clinical therapist. And we had a talk a couple weeks ago, and we just thought it was great. And there's other things that we think we should talk about. So we're gonna go ahead and just talk about it and see kind of where it goes. One of the things that we talked about was kind of like men's emotions and and kind of focusing on crying. You know, I know that's a kind of a big theme right now with boys, you know, about showing more emotions. So, Miguel, would you introduce yourself a little bit, a little bit of an introduction, and we can just go ahead and go with the conversation.
All right. So, yeah, I'm Miguel Chavez and LCSW. I'm part-time licensed therapist, part-time YouTube content creator. these discussions, I was thinking about, you know, this topic on crying. You know, as a male growing up, it's always kind of, there's mixed messages about, about the expression of emotion. And I think over time, it's also changed, you know, because since I was a little kid compared to now, maybe some of the things that we were told, some of the messages that we were told when we were young, they may have changed. So, you know, just kind of thinking about, you know, the Latino male experience of, like, you know, this thing about expression of emotions and crying itself, you know?
Yeah. And because I remember as a kid, I mean, we weren't supposed to cry, right? I mean, if you fell and you hurt yourself, it was, you need to get back up. You know, there wasn't, we called a sissy, you'd be called all these type of things. And so now I feel like it's kind of changing a little bit, you know, and I think even in the culture of kind of like, we're talking about, like, with George Lopez and his kind of, when he talks about it, you know, why are you crying, that type of stuff. But I just feel like it's kind of changing now. Do you feel like it's changing where kind of men and boys are, like, encouraged to cry a little bit?
Yeah, there's definitely a change. I mean, I actually went back and I was looking at some segments of that George Lopez video, the one that said, "Why are you crying?" Yeah. And the examples that he was providing, and of course, you know, it's funny stuff, you know, it's comedy. It's an entertainment piece, not an educational piece, you know. Sure. you don't go get, you know, your research from a comedian. But, you know, it's he was presenting, like, the example of when a kid, like, is crying because of, you know, something like, they got hurt or something, and then or they got, like, disappointed about something, like they didn't get what they wanted, and yeah, there's tears coming out, and the idea of, like, why are you crying? Like, you know, I'll give you something to cry about, you know, and, like, getting a spanking or you know because of the crying. So it's weird because that in that, huh, is like, you know, you're going to spank a child for expressing emotion or crying, yet the result of that is going to be crying in itself.
I remember hearing that as a kid, too. Like, I remember hearing, like, why are you crying? I'll give you something to cry about, right? Is that a guy thing, or is it more of a, like, a Latino thing growing up? You know, I don't know, man. I mean, I've heard that. I remember that as a kid. Anytime I kind of hear, you know, remember back about getting hit or showing type of emotions, it was like, you know, I don't know how often my parents did it. I don't think, you know, they weren't very abusive or like that, but I remember that threat, you know, and I still remember to this day.
I think it, you know, of course there's also going to be variances within families, because some families, like in my family, I'll give an example. My father, he was not verbally expressive, like, a lot. He was a very reserved man, and so was his mom. My grandmother, she was very reserved. Even in the photos, she comes out as very reserved. No smile in the photos. As a woman, you know, with, yeah, men, that's expected. You know, all my uncles, because, see, my family is from the rancho in Mexico. And so for them, when they took those pictures of the family pictures, the men, there was no smiling photos. Mm-hmm. It was always like this really, like a statue, like strong kind,
yeah,
of thing. So I think that it came from that, of, like, being a protector of the family. In fact, the machismo originally was around that, about protecting your family.
Yeah.
I guess if you think of the context of the times that they were living in, I mean, right now we have modern technology where something goes down, I can record it and I can submit it on social media, or I can call 911, all this stuff, right? But when you're in the rancho, and we're talking, like, you know, like decades and decades ago, I mean, I remember the first time when I went to visit where my parents lived, there was no running water and there was no electricity.
Yeah.
So I remember having to grab pails of water and we would bring it back to the house. And even with electricity, we'd have to go buy some petroleo, you know, and then we would use lamps like that. And so different times where you didn't have that. So should something go down, you're the protector of the family. So I guess it may have come from something around that protection of the family and not showing like a weakness, so to speak, to other people, so that you're not expressing some vulnerability where someone else can come and, like, let's say, do harm to your family, steal you, rob you, or stuff like that. Because you don't have 911 back in the days, you know?
Yeah.
So the context, I think, it worked out for them during that time.
Correct, yeah.
To America, and things are different.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit different. But I think we've also lost that kind of stuff, too. Like, I think that stuff's important, to feel like you're the protector of the family. You're the one that's keeping, you know, this is my family, it's my responsibility. And I think we've kind of lost that too, though, you know, where it was more of the family was kind of the base. And I think now it's kind of changed. It's more individual. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. But even the idea, maybe even the concept of what it looks like, that protection of what a protector looks like, that may have also changed too, because modern day, really, like, if you have like, knowledge about the law, I mean, mm-hmm. that's like, you're on a high level of protection, you know, versus someone who's just going to be a tough guy that can fight. I mean, you're going to go to court. It doesn't matter if you got tough skills, you know?
So
I'm not saying that the physical aggression or the need for anything, that it's not there anymore. It certainly is. And I think that's important, but there's also this kind of like, in addition to, you got to know other things like about the law. You know, you got to be prepared with things like that, because that's the system that we currently live in. This is a law and order society.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think you're right. And it's changed. And I know, I mean, again, like growing up, it was like, you don't cry, like any kind of emotions was definitely frowned upon. If not, like, you know, it was pretty bad if you showed any kind of emotions. And then now And I think especially with so much information being available, you know, like that, all the information you need is in the palm of your hand. So now it's kind of different, man. It's kind of, you need that balance of, you know, of being able to like protect, but also being, I don't know, like understanding more aware of kind of what's going on as well. Well, before it was just, I need to provide and they need to protect, and that was it, you know? And yeah. I think that's kind of where our parents kind of came from.
Absolutely. And it, you know, and I was thinking of, you know, like, with my dad, there was never this message of you're not supposed to cry, but there was this kind of like, you know, it wasn't spoken. So there wasn't, I don't remember any specific words, you know, where my dad's saying like boys aren't supposed to cry, you know, but you know, I don't think it was so much even in the home. It was really all over the place. Cause I even had a teacher that was in third grade and he was also come from, you know, that different generation. And he, there was always this expectation of boys that he had about tough and rough and then girls cannot protect themselves. And it's, you know, it was all over. I think when I was a kid, it was all over society. And in my home, my dad, he wasn't very expressive emotionally. So he wasn't the type of guy that was going to shed some tears or talk about, you know, some kind of trauma or anything like that. He was always like, you know, holding himself together. That's my image of my dad, of a man who always held it together, a man who always like was repairing and getting things done in the house. And, you know, of course, responsible too, you know.
Yeah. And my dad, he was actually the emotional one. it was a little different. I think my dad was more of the emotional one, more of the hugs and more of that kind of thing. But it was still that, like, you're not going to show a lot of emotions type thing. But I think that was more of a society type thing. Because, I mean, I played football. I was really, you know, just kind of like, I don't know, just more athletic. So in that kind of field, you had to, like, you know, you were kind of raised to be tough, like with baseball and with football. And so, I don't know, but I still knew that I had to, I didn't, wasn't able to show feelings and emotions a lot, you know? but
Yeah, and it's definitely changed over time since I was a kid to now, because I talk to people that are a little bit older than me, and I ask them those questions about, do men, are men supposed to cry and stuff like that. And it's interesting because I from people that come from that generation and they're older now, and they're saying, like, of course men cry, they acknowledge it, so there is this kind of like acknowledging that those were the messages, and at the same time, you have this evolution of society. Or at least here, because for the immigrant family, it's going to be different because it may have worked in that environment, but here we are in the U.S. and or not just in the U.S., but I mean we're talking like the city, or even suburbs, compared to the rural communities, because the cowboys here are very similar to the cowboys in Mexico. There's a lot of similarities between them, and definitely, I do think it's changed over time. So there is a little bit more acceptance, which I was happy to hear. I was talking to my neighbor about that, and he said, yeah, like any guy that thinks that, the men don't cry, I mean, that's BS.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know. I think now it's kind of a balance. Like I think, especially with the educational system and with social media, I think kids, boys are really encouraged. And I think even with the, with the mental health piece, like I think we're encouraging kids to show their emotions, but I think there's also a different piece when we do that too much, or when there's too much, you kind of show everything, where you're going to see that increase of anxiety, and that real, I don't know. I've seen a lot more anxiety in boys than I used to, it was a lot more worrying, where before maybe we were just told to hold it, to hold it in. And now kids are expressing it now. And I think a lot of people don't know what to do with that, when they actually share their feelings. I think it might make people feel uncomfortable when boys and men actually do.
Well, you bring up, an interesting dynamic there, because there is this piece of they're like with humans, like if someone else has a certain emotion, someone else can, so to speak, feel it, so there's this transference of energy sometimes, and as far as like even with crying. So sometimes watching someone in pain crying can, elicit that from yourself, and how comfortable the person may feel themselves about that, hey, I may cry because that person's crying. There may be a desire to shut it down there. And there are certain environments where that's okay, like a therapeutic setting, perfectly fine, right?
Yeah.
Express all your emotions, whatever, punch the pillows, all you want to do, cuss them out. But, maybe in certain other environments, it may not be conducive or productive, to the person, where it's like you may not want to show emotions, and I'm thinking of more, and what I was thinking about there was, I think I heard one of your talks about, like, let's say in the work environment or something, and you have a supervisor, crying in front of your supervisor,
Yeah.
And, it's like, I think that's still kind of like, yes or no. It's, I think there's going to be people on both sides of the aisle, still there.
Well, definitely. I think that's the bigger piece. I think we need to, I don't know if you've ever cried in front of somebody or anything like that. It's totally uncomfortable, and they'll I remember in school they would say never grab a tissue for somebody if they start crying, because that's telling you like, oh, I can't take it anymore, you need to stop, you need to wipe those tears off, so you have to let them cry. So it's uncomfortable, man, if you're not really trained in it. Like, seeing another man cry is like, I mean, every time that I've gotten emotional, even with women, even if it's, my wife or something like that, it's that uncomfortable type of thing where most people are not used to that, especially in men, if men cry.
Is there an element of like, because it's going to make you cry?
I think it's just uncomfortable if you don't understand it.
Yeah, and so, I think, if we think a little bit deeper than that, where does that uncomfortable come from,
I don't know. I think it would just be that I hardly ever see a man cry. You know what I mean? Like it's. I don't think I've ever seen. I mean, I have, but like not being a therapist, it's maybe like four or five times.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I think that that's something to, you know, to think about a little bit more about where does that discomfort come from? Because, you know, biologically we know, right? It's like, you know, there's an expression of emotion, it's intense. I mean, the brain is wired so that the emotional centers and the tear ducts are connected. And so there is going to be that production, you know. So that's a normal thing, right? And yet
Yeah.
here we are saying that that's uncomfortable. That's kind of interesting, right?
It is because I think, and I think if you see a man cry, you're like, oh crap, these are really going down. You know what I'm saying? Like, it maybe feels unsafe. You know, that I think that's what it is. Like, if this dude's crying, like, you know, it's gonna be bad. You know what I mean? And I think maybe that's what it is too. You know, like, it's just, I don't know, man. It's, I think, yeah, I think it's a big, that's more of an issue of like, yeah, we can tell kids to cry or we can tell men to cry, but what's the response going to be? And usually is not, I don't think it's going to be good for someone that's not trained in it or someone that's, you know, said like, you know, that are kind of, it's kind of like giving information about it.
Right. So let's think about, like, you know, I was thinking about some of my clients and how in the past I've had clients where, like, the women, the Latina women, were telling their sons, don't cry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, because we generally think of that message being propagated by men, right? We're
Correct.
always like, oh, yeah, the men are the one that are, you know, but I've heard Latina women, the moms, a lot of times, you know,
Yeah.
even my girl, okay, she tells my boy, like, don't cry.
Yeah. And I think that's important too. It's not just like the guy culture is, I think it's just a culture in general where if the boy's crying, you know, and I think, and again, my thing with this argument is I think you have to reserve as a boy or as a man, you have to be able to hold your feelings most of the time. I think you do because the way other men deal with trauma or what they're going through is through aggression. And so if you have another boy that's been through trauma or is going through a negative experience, he's going to take that out physically if he sees some sort of weakness in another kid. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's more of that dynamic that I'm kind of concerned about when people say, hey, you need to show your emotions. It's just like, I think you have to be careful for, especially for other boys and other men.
Yeah, and I think that touches back upon that originality that I was saying about the protection, you know, because you will be seen as vulnerable. So there,
Yeah.
I think it's the context that's important, you know. It's not a one standard rule where boys don't cry or boys do cry. It's more of like contextually, there are certain scenarios where it may be it's beneficial, right? Because there's a release. There's a, you know, release of stress. The function of crying, you know, because I was doing a little bit of reading on it, and of course it's for stress relief and it clears your eyes and people do feel better. So there is this therapeutic experience behind it. But I guess you're right about, you know, there are certain situations where you may not want to do that. And I guess when there's maybe some competition or like in a school setting where you're going to continue to see people and they could make fun of you. So when there is a potential, you know, for someone to be victimized, I would say maybe
Yeah.
that's not the best context for it.
Yeah, because I think there's a difference. Like I grew up, so I spent, you know, part of my childhood in Alhambra, which was very nice, very, you know, very safe, and in East LA. Yeah. And so there's a totally different dynamics there. You know, when I felt safe and when I didn't, and kind of like was able to show emotions and I clearly was not able to. So I think when we tell boys that they need to cry and they need to like show emotions, we also have to be aware of their surroundings. And I think what we're trying to say is, and I don't know if I'm wrong, is it's big on safe, on if it's a safe environment to go ahead and share your feelings and even to cry.
Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, when you were saying about the environments about East LA, I was thinking about that. There was a video that came out, and it was, you know, how the fathers and sons, and they were focusing on like minority, like, and how the idea of like they can't even express this to say, I love you, you know, where the guys were saying, my dad has never said those words, I love you, and they were interviewing both of them and even together. And some of those, the men were able to, and there was tears and there was coming out, right? And these are tough guys, you know, dudes with like tattoos and stuff like that. And they were with their dads. And it was beautiful. I mean, even me as a viewer, I was crying at the end, you know? It's like, and I was okay with that. Of course, I come from the side where I'm comfortable with tears, you know? I don't, you know, it's like, that's just me, you know?
Yeah.
A little bit different, you know? And so definitely that was an interesting video to see where the young men, you know, they were like our age or so in 20s or 30s, you know, and they were able to acknowledge saying, my dad's never said, I love you, but here is my dad. And you know, it turns over, it looks at him and says, I love you, dad, for everything you did. And some of the men, the dads, you know, were crying, but they still couldn't say either, I love you, you know, to their son. Some of them did, some of them didn't. So it varies, you know?
Yeah. It's a different day.
Maybe we should put a link to that, right? We'll put a link to that video.
Absolutely. Yeah, send it to me and I'll put it on there.
And then people can share their comments about what they think about that, right, in the comment section of the video.
Yeah, I think we want to do these videos where we're providing information, but we're at a point where it's a discussion. You know what I mean? It's
we don't have all the answers, right?
No, we don't. And
unless you do, Ronnie, you got all the answers.
No, I don't, because then I learn something and then it changes. So, and I think it's kind of, it just depends on your situation. It's hard to like generalize, like, okay, you boys do need to cry, boys don't need to cry, and you show emotion. It's just kind of, it depends on your environment, it depends on you personally, and I think overall it's like your feelings about yourself. I think that's what's most important. You know, if you have strong self-esteem, you know who you are, you're not going to care what everybody else thinks, you know, but if you have those insecurities, you're worried about what other people think, then that's when I feel like sometimes you get in trouble.
Yeah. And maybe, and I was thinking of, you know, the word healthy, about, you know, whether, when is it healthy? And I think it varies from person to person,
does,
you know, for them. Yeah. And that, you know, you know, I agree with the side of you that says, you know, like that we shouldn't be prescriptive in to say that, you know, all boys should, you know, it's like, it's more of like, you know, if it happens and that is comfortable for you and it's healthy for you, then by all means, you know.
That's hard to tell, though, man. That's hard to tell, you know, especially if you're
you.
A boy. You're like, I don't know. You know what I mean? But you, I mean, I think like what I would advise is you have to find, at least at the bare minimum, find a way to channel that. You know, if like, look, you're getting picked on and you're showing you're a little more emotional, you need to lift weights. You need to, you know, start, you know, picking yourself up. Like, you know,
by the bootstraps.
No, but maybe it's something that you need to change. You hear me? Like, I knew I was a little more emotional kid. I had a lot of anxiety, so I knew what helped me was being able to lift weights and, you know, become more of an athlete. So I didn't have to be so, you know, like buttoned up. Like, I was able to, you know, if you're bigger and you seem stronger, I felt like I had a lot more, I guess, confidence with it. You know, with it. So I was able to kind of, I don't know, grow that confidence and be a little more like myself. But I think it just depends, man. I wouldn't want to generalize and saying you should or you shouldn't. I think that's part of kind of like the life, you know, kind of like the process.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the idea that, you know, just kind of like prescribing one, you know, for everyone, blanketing across the board, you know, that's not going to work out, you know, because there are variances in this. And you know, and that's why when I heard you talk about that, I think in one of the interviews, I was like, whoa, I've never heard this from Ronnie. I want to hear this.
Which one?
Well, when you were saying specifically about that you don't, that we have to be careful about telling boys to express themselves completely, you know?
Yes, because of mostly because of what other boys that may have trauma, that may have, you know, just kind of in a bad space, how they find that as weakness. You know what I mean? Like, and not saying that you're weak because if you cry, or I'm not saying that. I'm saying that some people see that as, you know, as weakness, and if they're in a bad space, they might want to take advantage of you, you know, and kind of look at you kind of as prey, you know. So I don't think I wouldn't suggest, hey, you should show your feelings all the time. I think you need to channel that fit the those thoughts. If you're in East LA, if you're in a bad area, or you have, classmates or whatever that are not very nice, you need to start lifting weights and start getting, being ready to defend yourself, I think.
Yeah, and those environments that we were talking about, like for me, I was talking about, the environment of the rancho in Mexico, where you don't have, the 911 ready to come at your aid ASAP. In those environments like that, definitely there is that protective, that need to protect yourself and your family. And then, of course, in the areas where you have a high rates of gang violence and drugs and where the police or have a history of police brutality, certain areas like that, I could see how that's also protected in those environments too. But then you think about other environments where they don't have to, like let's say, kids in like Beverly Hills, where it's like, you're not going to have to, look all tough and be all ripped up and in order to defend yourself. I mean,
yeah, but
not
I think
to say that there aren't exceptions, right? But,
yeah,
generally speaking.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's people in those areas now. Like, I don't know, man. Things are changing so much. It's just hard to generalize right now because people, I just don't like when people generalize. and we can provide information and see what works best, but we don't know, man. We don't know, especially kids now. There's just so much information out there, and I'm seeing a lot more kids trying to diagnose themselves. I got depression, I got anxiety, just like, whoa, let's talk about this and let's process it. You hear me? Like, what's really going on, and more than just diagnosing themselves. I'm seeing that a lot.
Do you see a difference in like a boy? Cause I don't, you don't have a boy, but you have daughters, my understanding, right?
Yes. Two girls.
Yeah. And do you think that you would how do you respond to them? And do you think it would be different if they were boys?
Absolutely. Absolutely different. Yeah.
But going back to the first one, which is how do you respond to them with regards to crying?
Oh, when they cry? I mean, it depends. Yeah. It depends. Sometimes I'll tell them to just get up, or sometimes I'll just kind of hug them and tell them that it's okay. And, just kind of talk about their feelings. It's more feelings, more emotions than what I grew up with. I grew up with nothing but boys. I have a twin brother and a younger brother. So it's a lot more emotions, a lot more talking, where before it was just like, hey, toughen up and, get back out there, So, but I think if it was a boy, I probably would be different. I would be more, I think I would still be blunt, and I would tell them like, you don't know how people are going to kind of see you crying as a boy, other boys might see you as weak, but I feel like you need to grab attention to you. I don't know if that's right or wrong. I don't have a boy, so
you should get a boy, Ronnie.
No, I'm good, man.
Get a boy,
I'm good.
Brother.
I got my two girls. They're beautiful. I love them, and I'm full.
Full house, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess because I never had to really like think about it, like what I would do.
Yeah, that show, Full House. I was just off topic. Full House. It's so funny because they have so little in the family. It's like, dude, Latinos have a full house, bro.
Oh man, yeah, no, yeah. That's just a regular house. Yeah, man. So I don't know. I don't know. What do you do with your? How about you? You have two boys or a boy and a girl?
I have a boy and a girl.
Okay. Do you treat them differently?
My daughter, she's 2 years old. She's in those, what do they call it, terrible twos?
Yeah.
Where they say no a lot, but and then they cry, and you got the developmental tantrums, So for her, it is what it is. It is like, if there's a safety concern and she wants to do something and I got to stop her and she's crying, I'm not going to just let her, just because she wants to. As far as, here comes my boy. Hold on. Take the chair if you want. Go ahead. Close that door. Yeah, coming right in, right?
Yeah.
with him, I never, tell myself, or I never tell him not to cry. I let it be, and I let the emotion, whatever it is that he's experiencing, I sit with him in the emotion, and that's, and I'm talking about contextually in our property, you know, like in our house, in our home. So, you know, so whatever the emotion that's being elicited from his brain, I roll with it. You know, I don't try to stop it. My wife, I was telling you, she's the one that she'll say, stop crying, you know. And I don't say that to my son.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I would. I think I would probably try more to channel it of like, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I think I think I would be a little more strict. I wouldn't be as explaining, talking more about the feelings and stuff like that with if I had a boy.
And you know, for me, I think it's because I'm comfortable with crying, you know?
Yeah.
And so for me, I don't even make it an issue. Like the crying isn't even an issue. So I don't even like talk about the crying. We talk about what's happening, you know, is there some disappointment? Is there pain? You know, what's, you know, we talk about the, you know, the underlying, not just the crying in itself, which is the manifestation of an emotion. We talk about what is happening, not so much about, you know, hey, don't cry or do cry or whether it's right or wrong. We just, I don't even go there with.
Yeah. I think it's more of that, but yeah. Especially with the girls, it's more explaining why. And I don't really tell them don't cry or anything like that. It's more of like, what's going on? How are you feeling? I'll use a different, there's like different, like, you know, emojis and stuff on feelings. So we'll do that kind of stuff. But I don't think I really address like the crying. It's like, well, how are you feeling right now? Those type of things. But I don't know if I would do that with the boy. I probably would if they were younger and then maybe a little bit older. I would have them channel it a little differently, you know, like I did, like I would, like with me was with, you know, with sports and that kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah. And it's going to change, I think, you know, because we were talking about us being kids and, you know, we may go through the experience where like, you know, let's say 20 years from now, the perspective that we have currently right now could change. You know, as we were saying, from now to when I was a kid, it's definitely, there is a shift in it. And I think it's going to continue. I think society is continuous. It's always evolving. Okay, it's nonstop. You know,
yeah.
The planet is evolving, so society's evolved too. And that's just one of those things that you cannot stop it. You know.
Yeah, I think it's going to be. It's going to look different in 10 years. You know,
I'm excited to see what it's going to look like.
it is, man. But I think with right now, it's, I don't know, man. I feel so strongly about it because I see how the one that I've seen is more of like being scared than, okay, this is a challenge I need to overcome. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's kind of the shift that I'm kind of seeing of just being scared. I don't know if that makes sense, but
I mean, like scared of like,
of like life, of like things that just happen. You know what I mean? Like, you know, a bad breakup and they think that's going to be this humongous, you know, feelings like, well, that's what a breakup feels like. You know, when you're 17 years old, you break up with your boyfriend or girlfriend a couple of years, like it feels like everything's going to be terrible. But, but I think it's, I don't know if it's just, they're able to express it more than we did when we were kids or what, but it's definitely a different, I don't know, a display of emotions.
Yeah. So I'm curious to hear from other people around that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, yeah. You know,
this whole thing. Yeah.
So again, this is just, I think this is just discussions that we're talking about. I mean, I'm not saying anybody's right or wrong. I think that it's a discussion and see what you guys think. See if we can get some questions down below and we'll kind of stay on and see what people say.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Share the experience and then thoughts. You know, it's like past, present, future.
Or just say you're wrong, Ronnie. Boys need to cry all the time. Nah.
Yeah, there you go. So Ronnie's inviting you to call him out.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the YouTube life, bro. You're always gonna get, you know, people.
Get something. So yeah. So all right, man. All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate your time, man. Hopefully we can have some good discussions about this. All right, bro.
See you. Bye-bye.